Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Normally at this time, we have an in-depth conversation about Kentucky politics. But for the duration of the summer, we're moving that to the back burner to talk more about some fun family activities that can be had here in Central Kentucky. And joining me for our inaugural broadcast is Mary Quinn Raymer, president of Visit Lex. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
So what kind of fun can families have in our fair city?
All kinds of great fun. I'm so glad that you ask, because I really want to encourage locals to get out and explore and enjoy the city. Of course, we have our longstanding attractions, and the Kentucky Horse Park is an outstanding place to take young kids, especially if you want to have the opportunity to do a pony ride or touch a horse up close. It's always a great experience. I know younger kids really love being in the presence of horses. And we also have fantastic outdoor activities. Raven Run, a canoe ride along the Elkhorn is personally one of my favorite things to do, and that's a great summertime activity. But there's also a number of special events and festivals. As you know, we are a city that loves to be out and about. We love to eat and drink and have a good time, listen to good music. And so some of my favorites that I think families would really enjoy include, obviously, the Woodland Art Fair happens in August. We have Crave, which is a food and music festival, also happening in August. We have the Keeneland Concours, which is a great, just a really impressive car show. And there's a lot of programming that goes along in addition to the old cars. But it's a great place for kids of all ages to see some vintage cars, see some really fancy and tricked out modern day cars. So I think that that's another wonderful festival that draws a lot of folks. And then a number of different, you know, Burger Week and things like that that encourage you to get out and about and explore the city. We also have a number of wonderful attractions. It's a wonderful time of year to visit our historic homes. We're really fortunate. We've got Waveland. We've got the Mary Todd Lincoln House and Ashland, the Henry Clay Estate. Those are all really interesting insights to early Lexington and people that made a lasting impact on our city. One thing that we do that we really push at Visit Lex that I think is fun for families is also a mural challenge. You can go to our website or pop into our new visitor center and pick up a brochure. But we've had a prolific amount of public art come online through these murals over the last 5-7 years. And so we have put together a challenge to get people out and about and get them exploring perhaps neighborhoods that they're not as familiar with. In addition, in similar spirit, we have a scavenger hunt, and that's a really fun thing to do downtown. Also available on our website with families, getting your kids to know their local history and also exploring on foot their downtown.
And this is a time, obviously, where a lot of out-of-towners come. And we had talked earlier in the previous segment about people becoming more and more aware of Lexington as a top destination. So for the newcomer, how would you sort of structure a visit if you only had maybe a couple of days?
Well, I certainly would want to talk a little bit about what they're primarily interested in doing always. But if I were going to put together a perfect day, I would certainly say some horse experience is essential. As I mentioned, the Kentucky Horse Park has got fantastic options for families. We also are really fortunate that we have horse country. And that is a way that people can get onto these private farms and do tours. A lot of those are really behind the scenes and a great way to get up and close to these majestic animals. I also really just love the outdoors. One thing I forgot to mention when I was talking about Raven Run and canoeing the Elkhorn is also the advent of Boone Creek and the canopy tours that they offer out there. I've done that recently, and it was a beautiful view. Very cool way to see that part of the county. So I certainly would encourage an outdoor activity or two. And then I would personally, especially if I had kids, cap the day off with some Crank and Boom ice cream. I think it's fantastic. It's local, and it's a nice way to treat yourself at the end of a busy day.
And there's always room for ice cream. I have said it forever. Always room for ice cream.
I agree. Always, especially in the summer.
So if people want more information or maybe just that master calendar and some things to do, give us the website.
Visitlex.com. Very easy. And I would encourage you to explore our site. We do have a really robust calendar of events, and we also have some different itineraries that we've put together, as well as suggestions. We even have a couple of suggestions on what to do on rainy days. So I would encourage everybody to go to visitlex.com and start your trip there.
And people could also visit your brand new headquarters in the old Courthouse Square.
Absolutely. We just opened, did a soft opening last week, and we're very happy to be in the Courthouse Square. And we're there every single day of the week, and would love to have you come in, visit, check out this wonderfully restored building in downtown, and also grab some information on things to do in the area.
Our guest this morning has been Mary Quinn Raymer, president of Visit Lex, and you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you. You too.